Cattle futures firmed on Monday. Value of gain is positive for winter stocker grazing, but wheat pasture prospects look iffy. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 20th of September. Cattle futures rose Monday, helped along by last week's slightly stronger cash-fed cattle prices. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 87 cents higher, while live cattle futures closed an average of 37 cents higher, except for 7 cents lower in near D's. Negotiated cash-fed cattle trade ranged from mostly inactive on very light demand to a standstill through Monday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Last week, live prices were a dollar higher in the Southern Plains at $142 hundredweight, steady to a dollar higher in Nebraska at $143, and steady to a dollar lower in the Western Corn Belt at $143 to $145. Dress prices were steady to a dollar higher in Nebraska at $226 to $227, and unevenly steady in the Western Corn Belt at $226. Choice box beef cutout value was 5 cents higher through Monday afternoon at $252.45 a hundredweight. Select was 76 cents lower at $225.89. Corn futures closed mostly 1 to 2 cents higher, while soybean futures closed mostly 13 to 19 cents higher. Calves and feeder cattle sold mixed at the weekly Monday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Feeder steers sold mostly $3 to $5 lower at Oklahoma National Stockyards, with instances of $7 lower. Feeder heifers traded steady in a light test. Steer calves sold $2 to $6 higher, while heifer calves sold mostly steady. There were 6,800 head on offer. At Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, feeder steers traded steady to $3 higher. Feeder heifers weighing less than 500 pounds sold $2 to $6 lower and then steady at heavier weights. There were 5,125 head on offer. Finally, steers weighing less than 500 pounds sold steady to $14 higher at Tri-State Livestock Auction in McCook, Nebraska. Steers weighing more than 500 pounds sold $4 to $10 lower. Heifers sold steady to $8 lower. There were 1,620 head on offer. Remember, you can get a weekly market summary and highlights in the Calf News Price Point podcast that comes out each Tuesday. You'll find it at calfnews.net.
Shh, hear that? It's a quiet, easy handling Hereford cow. That's right, no broken fences, no busted gates, no injured people. Herefords lead the way in the silent traits and fertility. Studies show they increase profitability by more than $51 per cow per year at the same time. That's real money and real results. Isn't it time for you to come home to Hereford? Learn more at hereford.org.
Major U.S. financial indices closed higher at the end of a volatile session Monday. Investors are awaiting the Fed's next interest rate decision this week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 197 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 26 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 86 points. West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil Futures on the CME closed from 44 cents to 62 cents higher through the front six contracts. Budgets currently look favorable for winter stocker grazing if forage is available, says Daryl Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, in his weekly market comments. For instance, Peel calculates the value of gain for adding 300 pounds to a 475-pound steer at $1.29 a pound. That's using current Oklahoma feeder prices. He notes that price also reflects current feedlot cost of gain for steers in the Southern Plains of $1.25 to $1.30 a pound. Stocker budgets are driven by the overall level of cattle prices and the relationship between purchase prices for lightweight stockers and the expected price of heavy feeder cattle later, Peel says. He explains the difference in the purchase price and selling price of stocker cattle is the rollback that determines the gross value of gain for adding weight to feeder cattle. The stocker price rollback, he says, is the mirror image of the cost of gain for feedlots because feeder markets reflect whether it's cheaper to put weight on feeder cattle in forage-based stocker programs before they arrive at the feedlot or with grain-based rations after placement in the feedlot. He adds the current $7 increase between nearby and March feeder cattle contracts adds more value. Unfortunately, at least for producers depending on wheat pasture in the southern plains, grazing prospects appear limited due to persistent dryness and drought. Peel traveled across much of western Oklahoma last week and did see several planted fields and even a couple with wheat emerged. In many cases, he says, the wheat's being dusted in, planted in dry soil, hoping that rain will be forthcoming to germinate the wheat. According to Peel, whether wheat is planted with enough moisture to germinate or is waiting for rain to emerge, the dry soil profile means that additional timely rains will be needed to sustain a wheat stand. With the nearby forecast in his neck of the woods calling for little chance of precipitation and unseasonably warm, even record high temperatures, he says wheat grazing prospects look dim and risky this fall. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 20th of September. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.